This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Timmalsinha and Chair of Irish Synod Jerry Buttimer hold a meeting during 147th IPU General Assembly. And Nepal set for 163 runs target for UAE to win in finals of Tri-Nation T20I series. And Israel conducts fresh raids inside Gaza as aid barely tickles in. Now, the news in detail. A meeting was held today between the chair of the National Assembly, Ganesh Prasad Timmalsinha, and the chair of the Senate of Ireland, Jerry Buttimer. The two hold a meeting at the Parliament Building of Angola during the participation in the 147th General Assembly of the Inter-Parliamentary Union, IPU. During the meeting, Chair Timmalsinha said that parliaments and parliamentarians of the two countries have an important role to strengthen the relationship between Nepal and Ireland. During the meeting, Chair Buttimer expressed confidence that both countries will continue to cooperate on common issues in the future. People are returning back to Kathmandu Valley after the celebrations of the Dasai festival. Due to the returns of a large number of people, the pressure to manage the vehicular movement in the checkpoints of Kathmandu Valley is rising. According to Kathmandu Valley Traffic Police Office, Deputy Inspector General, DIG of Police, Posraj Pokharel, additional traffic police are deployed to manage the mounting pressure of traffic. The vehicles queued in long line in checkpoint of Nagdunga and Saga. Around 1.6 million people were estimated to have gone outside valley for festival celebrations. The Nepal Red Cross Society has appealed to the public to donate blood in order to address a nationwide shortage of blood supplies. At present, blood banks across the country are facing the shortage of blood when there is a significant demand for blood supplies amidst the soaring cases of dengue fever. The blood collection has remained halted during the Dasai festival, exacerbating the shortage. A partial lunar eclipse is set to occur tomorrow, October 28. As per the Nepal Calendar Determination Committee, a partial lunar eclipse is scheduled for this Saturday, tomorrow. According to the committee, this lunar eclipse will be the sole eclipse of the year 2080 Bikram Sambat. Last year, there was a solar eclipse on October 25th and the lunar eclipse on November 8th. Notably, a solar eclipse happens during the new moon and a lunar eclipse takes place during the full moon day. A person died and three others were critically injured in separate road accidents in Chitwan district. District Police Office Chitwan said 23-year-old Anam Lama of Sunukosi Rural Municipality 5 in Sindhupalchok district died after a bus from the opposite direction hit his scooter at Bahira Chok of Khairahani Municipality 1 along the east-west highway on Thursday evening. Likewise, three youths were critically injured after a motorcycle fell off the road at Badreni of Ratnanagar Municipality 7 in Chitwan district. Police said the motorcyclist, 20-year-old Samit Mahato, and pillion riders Bigyan Chaudhary and Roshan Chaudhary are receiving treatment at a medical college in Bharatpur. The health condition of all three injured is said to be critical. CPNUML's tea reception scheduled for October 31st has been rescheduled to November 1st. Decision to this effect was made citing the upcoming visit of the United Nations Secretary-General Antonio Guterres to Nepal. The party has instructed the leaders for the necessary arrangements to be made for the event. The tea reception program is set to commence at 12:30 in the afternoon at the party's central office in Chasal, Lalitpur. UN Secretary General Guterres is scheduled to visit Nepal on October 29th, marking a rescheduled trip that was earlier postponed. Nepal is batting against the United Arab Emirates in the finals under the Tri-Nation T20I International Series underway in Kathmandu. The match is being played at Kirtipur-based Trivuvan University International Cricket Ground. Nepal was invited to bat first after losing the toss. Nepal made 162 runs with a loss of 8 wickets in 20 overs. UAE is currently chasing the target for the win, collecting 101 runs in 11.5 overs with the loss of 3 wickets. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Israel has conducted targeted raids in the central area of the Gaza Strip and struck dozens of Hamas targets. Israeli Defense Forces said Sadi Barood, the deputy head of Hamas's intelligence arm, was killed in a targeted operation in Gaza. According to Gaza's health authority, 481 people are reported to have been killed from Israeli air raid attacks in 24 hours. United Nations top humanitarian official Martin Griffiths has said aid is barely trickling into Gaza after days of warnings over rapidly depleting fuel supplies. UN aid agencies said they are significantly reducing their operations in Gaza because they have almost exhausted their fuel reserves. More than 1,400 people were killed in the initial attacks on Israel by Hamas, and Israel says more than 220 people are still being held hostage in Gaza. Gaza's health authority says 7,000 people have been killed since Israeli air strikes on Gaza began. Former Chinese Premier Li Qiang has died of a heart attack at the age of 68. State media said he died 10 minutes past midnight on Friday despite all-out efforts to revive him. Li was once tipped to be the country's future leader but was overtaken by President Xi Jinping. Li held the second highest ranked among position in China, though in recent years he was widely isolated amongst China's top leadership. Li was also known as one of the smartest political figures of his generation. The United States has said it has conducted airstrikes on two Iranian-linked facilities in Syria after previous attacks on U.S. personnel this week. The U.S. military has said it struck the facilities in eastern Syria, claiming they were used by Iran and affiliated groups. The Pentagon official said the strikes were aimed at sending a clear message to Iran. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said it was done in self-defense after recent drone attacks on U.S. bases in Iraq and Syria, adding that narrowly tailored strikes were separate and distinct from the Israel-Hamas war. The strikes follow warnings by the White House that Washington would respond to attacks on its forces in Iraq and Syria that it has blamed on Iran-backed groups. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain or thunder and lightning are likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of the country today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. At present, there is a partial influence of westerly wind in the western part of the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 10 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 26.5 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Timal Sinha and Chair of Irish Senate Jerry Butimer hold a meeting during 147th IBU General Assembly. Nepal set 163-run target for UAE to win in finals of Tri-Nation T20I series. And Israel conducts fresh raids inside Gaza as aid barely tickles in. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.